Welcome to the podcast, Bridget.
Hello.
Ben.
Hello.
Spider.
Hello.
Favourite car at Cooley Rocks?
Ooh. Oh, man, look, there's a few that hurt. Okay, so we'll go the car that hurt the most.
We're seeing
the Charger done up, because I used to have one, and by the time I sold it, it was rusted, and it was my dream to do it up, but I was at John Laws of Radio. I had a lot of cars, but they were crappy. my favourite, of course, there was a beautiful yellow Sandman. Actually, my favourite, did anyone see it? It was like, it was opposite the Cooley Hotel, and it was like a big Bedford-looking, shaggy.
You showed me it.
Scooby-Doo.
A Scooby-Doo car.
Yes,
and it was all decked out in 70s shag pile carpet, and it had a lounge room and a kitchen in it. It was the bomb.
How's the love in every car?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
well,
yeah.
Some, like, literally. in some of those cars, the shag pile carpet.
And spot of the hot rod. Wow.
Yeah, the Triple M Hot Rod, the HQ1 Tunner. It was amazing. When they started it up, drew a big crowd. I reckon the funniest time, I don't know if it was when he was packing it on the trailer on the Saturday night.
Yep.
About 6:30, he had to drive it up the street. And, gee, there's just hundreds of people hanging out at the balconies because it vibrated. The sound of it went from he was at the bottom of Cool and Gadda, and you'd hear it on the top of Kira Hill.
That's the guy.
The guy goes, "I heard that car start." So the funniest, so I don't know if the best time was driving it out 6:30 on Saturday night when there's quite a few people around there. Had a few that was squealing and carrying on. Or when we started up at 7:30 on Sunday morning to put it into place.
It was special when I arrived.
It reverberates through your body.
So who deserves the biggest rap for that, mate?
Oh, Nathan. Nathan, whose car it is.
Yep.
Amazing job. Like, he blew it up at Rocky Nats, cost him $28,000 to rebuild the engine to get it going again.
Serious?
But it's amazing. Like, you look at every cylinder and there's a computer in the car that tells you what every cylinder's running at.
Is that right?
And it's, it's fascinating.
I noticed at the back, too, there was a dried rubber stuck on the back mud flap, and I'm like, you've done a good burnout.
it's normally a burnout car.
I just saw on Nine Local News, that's how the cops check whether or not you've just done burnouts. They run your hand on your mud flap to see if you've got bits of tyre flicked off.
But those back wheels, how wide were they? They were like a half a metre.
Incredible.
33 inch.
Yeah. They were as wide as they were tall.
Yeah.
Like, that's how thick they were. Yeah.
Benny,
nuts.
What car are you driving home from Cooley Rock?
Oh, I don't know.
It's such a tough call.
That is a tough call.
Go-Go Mobile?
Go-Go Mobile. I think everyone would laugh seeing me in a Go-Go Mobile. So, mate, I've got my legs out over the mirrors over the front.
Well, I spoke to two ladies just near the Go-Go Mobile, and they were there, and they didn't look as happy as the rest of the people who were there. And I had to ask them why.
Oh, just all the cars are pretty cool. And, just coming down and seeing what our husbands are going to be spending money on.
They're learning the holiday they're not going to have.
Well, this is the problem. I know lots of friends of mine, including my sis, was dating a guy who was so ridiculously in love with his cars. She'd be like, "Oh, we should polish me like you polish the car." Well, that sounds wrong. That didn't mean to sound like that. Actually, wax on, wax off. No, he would spend all his time with the cars.
I don't know if you noticed it, but there was a 1948 Ford, black in colour, looked like a gangster vehicle.
Yeah, it was a couple, wasn't it?
Yeah, up for sale for $49,000, and I looked at it and I thought, I can't afford that.
Why did I have
kids? Justify this in any way, shape, or form? Is this the Uber that I've always dreamt of? No, it's not. Look, stick with us. We've got a new segment. It's called Swinging Dicks. Can't wait for you to hear it. I want to share it with you. The Queen's Honours been announced. Some unusual ones from Spider. And Sexy Time Paradise Beach police cops have got to deal with large, ruly crowds not doing anything bad at Cooley Rocks.
The Gold Coast, Australia's number one holiday destination. If it happens on the mean streets of the Glitter Strip, it happens on Sexy Time Paradise Beach police cops. Sexy, sexy time. This week on Sexy Time Paradise Beach Police Cops, 17 million mature, interesting Australians revelled at Cooley Rocks On in weather so perfect, even teenagers went outside.
I like outside, but the graphics aren't very good.
Outside is nice.
Can we go home now? Eagle-eyed officers patrolling Cooley Rocks are on constant lookout for the first hint of trouble, but they're just not finding it.
What are you doing, mate?
Giving feet per minute on my car, be...
Is this your car?
Yes.
Not doing anything criminal in nature?
No, I'm showing my car at Cooley Rocks.
Nothing heinous, disgusting or repellent?
No. Nope.
Repugnant, malicious, pervy? Nothing at all.
Nothing.
Thank you. That's all I needed to hear. Don't be such trouble next time. Wouldn't ask you what you're doing, just say nothing like everyone else does. Smart ass.
Meanwhile, at the Kira end of Cooley Rocks, officers are on high alert as a large, ruly, happy crowd look like they could order a bacon and egg roll at any second.
I'll have a sausage sandwich, thanks.
Sausage? I did not see that coming. Excuse me, ruly crowd member.
Yes, officer?
That's a lot of sauce, mate. Bit selfish, don't you think? Taking all that sauce? That's theft, mate.
That's a normal amount of sauce, mate.
You had enough sauce, mate. I'm going to need you to put some of that sauce back in the bottle.
You want me to put the sauce back in the bottle?
In an ideal world, I wouldn't have to tell you.
A sexy time Paradise Beach police cops don't know what to do when large crowds behave themselves. Sexy time.
Most of Australia's had a public holiday. Not us. We are at work. Our Queen's birthday, a long weekend, is later in the year, apparently. But there's been a lot of announcements about Queen's honours.
We do have the list of names. The Queen's birthday honours.
Yes. And some of these might cause a little bit of controversy, I think. And I know the Queen takes a great deal of time over these awards.
Yeah.
And thinks very much about every Australian before she decides to give Chris Hemsworth one. What?
For ruining Byron. Good on you, Chris.
Absolutely. Yeah. What about former Prime Minister Tony Abbott?
Or onion. For onion eating.
Yeah?
Ah, yeah,
that's the
course,
only thing
yeah.
I can think of.
Yeah,
and budgie smugglers.
And budgie smugglers.
Yes.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Couple of onions.
What about his chief of staff? Peter Credlin.
Ah, yeah, that was a good time.
Oh, no, she's good on telly, yeah, though. Like, she's an absolute buster.
Yeah,
like
she is a crack.
You know.
Onion buster.
Yeah, that's exactly a great way to say it, you know. I like it.
He's an actual onion buster. The brick with eyes. Glenn with Lazarus is what I tried to say then.
Easy for you to
Glenn Lazarus.
Didn't he last like a red hot minute in the Clive Palmer party?
He was
a poly for like literally a Mal Meninga amount of time.
Maybe that's why he got it, for quitting the party.
Yeah.
Neil Danaher, can you tell us a little bit about that spot?
Motor neuron, unfortunately suffering from that, but doing a lot of work in the AFL to try and find a cure for it.
So that's the first one I'm happy about.
They do the big freeze every year and raise millions of dollars. And I think if you watched the footy over the weekend and you went to West Coast, the game yesterday against Richmond, you looked in the crowd and no word of a lie, I reckon easily two-thirds of the crowd would have had a beanie on.
Is that right?
Yeah, just supporting it. So it was really good.
It's good because I don't know much about AFL, but I do know Neil Danaher from this, from what he does, and the cause and the beanie. So it's great.
And a couple of ones that stiff to miss out, Flan. I was unbelievable. I can't believe that Channel 9 missed out for still employing Bruce Page.
Excuse me, don't you knock my Bruce.
I reckon they deserve a an award for that, and also even Peter Foster.
That. I love him.
How can the Queen miss our best hide-and-seek champion of Australia?
He is the best. Yeah,
well, hang on. Is Cameroon part of the Commonwealth, though?
I think it is.
Wouldn't they technically be hiding a little bit longer?
Well, they got here for the Commonwealth Games, so I'm going with yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't read into it too much, Flan.
No, fair enough. Yeah, I'll probably explore that a bit deeply, didn't I? what about New Zealand Australian Wallaby coach Dave Rennie for services to Australian rugby for picking everyone who plays rugby in the Wallaby squad except for seven people? I think that deserves a Queen's honour.
Yeah. I've got one for you.
Yeah.
What about Toadie from Neighbours? Hasn't he been playing Toadie for like 75 years on the show? He's been fat, he's been skinny, he's had long hair, he's had short hair, he's died, he's come back, he's had kids, he's married 10 times, whatever.
I love it.
I think Toadie also.
Good idea.
The oldest guy in Australia. Now, he's like 174 years old.
Okay.
No, he's 111.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. And he said that the secret to a long and happy life is eating.
Oh, that's right, yes.
Chicken brains.
Loves chicken brains. And a big salute to Dawn Critchlow, the ex-Southport councillor.
Yep. Mm.
She should also be up for the award because she was his midwife.
Here's a few news headlines for you that share one theme between them, and that is swinging dicks.
Big swinging.
Big swingers, all right. Big swinging crocodile doo.
Well, I'm going to kick it off. How's this? Have a listen to the audio. A guy that was swallowed by a humpback whale.
What?
Yep, there's a truck in the background reversing. But anyway, have a listen and then I'll talk you through exactly how it all unfolded.
Oh my God, did I just get bit by a shark? And then I felt around and I realized there was no teeth. And I had felt really no great pain. And then I realized, oh my God, I'm in a whale's mouth.
Yeah. How's that? He reckons he got swallowed by a humpback whale. He is a lobster driver, Cape Cod. And he said after it swallowed, it spat me out just as quick. His name is Charles, nicknamed Stormy Mayo. That's his name.
Same nothing.
That's his name. But interesting, he's already been asked, who do you want to play you in a movie?
Right.
He reckons Matt Damon, and his wife says no, Sean Penn. So
bit of a difference.
Let's see what happens and how it unfolds.
Everyone who says that, it should be Danny DeVito. You watch. Here's some more Danny DeVito. Some more big swingers. I think Jeff Bezos and his auction for the right to join him in the flight to above what they call the Kármán line, which is 62 miles above the Earth's surface. And that auction that took about 30 minutes from beginning to end started before they even began. It got to $4.8 million to join Jeff Bezos in this space flight. He's taking his brother Mark, as I said, and then the auction winner and one other unnamed big swinger. That auction ended up at $35 million Australian dollars.
Oh, really?
That is a big swinger, hey? That's someone whose ego is bigger than their wallet.
Yep.
Or wallet bigger than their ego.
One or the other.
They just got a lot of money and a lot of ego.
Yeah.
We need some more big swingers.
All right. Can I... you can't get any more big swinging than, let's just say, the GC Summit.
Oh.
G7
Summit.
GC Summit. That's when it's on Hill.
I said
it
right the first time.
Yeah. The GC7.
The G7 Summit. Yeah. It's over at Cornwall in the UK. And, of course, you've got your big players. You've got your Biden. You've got your ScoMo. You've got your Boris Johnson, whatever. You've got your German Chancellor.
Oh, Angela Merkel.
I always go to call her Meghan Markle. I'm going, that's not right. It's a lot different. Anyway, so look, ScoMo's in trouble. Because he won't sign the agreement that everyone else has on world climate change.
Ooh.
And he's flapping his gums and whatever.
Swinging.
But, exactly. But no, climate change, there was another C word that was the hot topic.
What?
Let's say China. China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China. I have to have my China.
China.
China. Because China.
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 Was it China?
Yeah, it was China.
Okay.
Which is amazing. And ScoMo was supposed to have a romantic hot date, a crawling session, a one-on-one with Joe Biden.
Yes.
Unfortunately, he was... he was, blocked by Boris Johnson.
Oh.
Boris Johnson turned up, decided to be the third wheel in the meeting. And ScoMo was like, mate, this is my agenda. I'm like, just bugger off. Can you go? You know what Boris Johnson is like the third wheel. He's like that dishevelled flatmate we all have.
Yes.
That would come out of the bedroom scratching his bits going, what's going on here? You know, in his undies.
Yeah.
When you're having a romantic time with new love.
Yeah. Fix your bed here, Boris.
Yeah,
would you?
Exactly.
So he was blocked by a Johnson.
Thanks for listening to us. You can catch up with us on the Listener app. Listen to Triple M Your Way. And if you want to catch the show, it's from 5 a.m. on weekdays on 92.5 FM, the Gold Coast's Triple M.